right at the beginning of the parsha, there's a quite a famous medrash, famous at least for the Rishonim, who brings this medrash in the beginning of the parish of the Torah, and uses medrash to try and understand the way we, or Chazal, dash in the Torah. The medrash in Bereishis Rabba, right in the beginning of the Torah, lists Bikurim as the mitzvah that caused the world to be created. Bereishis Bura Elokim, Bischus Reishis, Bereishis Bikur Ad Moschel, and that's why Hashem Bura Elokim, that's Hashemayim Vesoretz. Why Dafka Bikurim from all other mitzvahs? Shabbos, Tefillin, very important mitzvahs. What's the significance of Bikurim? So Ibn Ezra and Ramban discuss this medrash, this specific mushal, as do we take Drushas Chazal as the Pshat, or is it Remez? The Ramban says it's Apikabola, this medrash. The Sefri, this week's Edra, adds another difficulty, which says, Bis asay mitzvah zu, do the mitzvah Bikurim, and this chus, which you'll be mekayim mitzvah Bikurim, you'll be zoicha to go into Eretz Yisrael. This was given in Dor HaMidbar. Do Bikurim. Bikurim is only Shaykh and Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean? Do this. The Panim Yofes has an explanation on the Sefri Chazal. Let's say, do the mitzvah Bikurim in order to get to Eretz Yisrael, which Lachora doesn't make sense. And then we obviously have to connect Bikurim to Rosh Hashanah and Yonah Diyoyimah. This mitzvah, Bikurim, is actually the first mitzvah in the Torah. In Parshas Bereishis, Kain and Hevel, the Torah says, "Vayhi miketz yomim, vayuvei Kain and pri adam mincha Hashem." The first mitzvah recorded in the Torah, Kain brought a korban, and Hevel hevi gamhu mibchoyres tzoyin mechalbein, his firstborn tzoyin. Vayish Hashem al Hevel mechusoy, Hevel was accepted and Kain was rejected. What was the difference between Kain and Hevel in their way they bought their bikurim? Kain bought his Bikurim when he had his finished product. Vahi miketz yomim, after many days, Kain bought mepri ha'adomu. Kain was happy to give Hashem, fine, I'll be makar b'korban when I have my produce, I'm all set, I have enough, I'll do a mitzvah, I'll bring a korban. Rashi brings them, Parshas Bereishis, what was Kain's korban? He brings a Midrash Agud, a Zera Pishnu. That was his korban. The Pasha's explanation is, it was a very shvach korban. It wasn't for the best. The Mishnah in Bava Basra, in the beginning of the sixth Perek, the Mishnah says as follows, Hamoiche Peres Lechaveri. Reuben sells Shimon fruit. Shimon takes these fruit and plants them, and nothing grows. Obviously bad quality fruit, the seeds are no good. He comes back to him to complain, he says, Mekach Tos, I bought fruit in order to plant, I want to reproduce, nothing's happening. I want money back, I want a refund. The Mishnah says, no, you didn't specify what you wanted those fruit for, or you wanted to eat them. You bought fruit, which were edible, there's no Mekach Tos. The fact that you wanted to replant them, I didn't know about that, you didn't tell me. So the fruit you got were edible fruit. End of story. The Mishnah carries on to say, "Va'filu zera pishton." Even if he was sold zera pishton, he's not chayav achrayis. Even if Reuben sold Shimon, didn't sell him apples, he sold him zera pishton, he nevertheless doesn't have to refund him if the zera pishton doesn't grow. And the Gemara explains, zera pishton was mostly used to replant and to grow more. Normal fruits, some are for food, some are to plant. Zera Pishton was mainly used, not for food, but to regrow. So even though Reuben sold Zera Pishton, which was something which Emes made for reproduction, not for food, since he didn't specify Einachai Vachrais, Atkana Mishnah. What we see from his Zera Pishton was the example of something made for reproduction. That was Chaim was ready to give that. I have enough. Not only do I have enough to invest. I'll give of those. That I'll give Bikurim, no problem. Hevel, he bought Mebchoir Sonot. Abchor is a great korban. Very difficult to bring. Firstborn, and you give it away. You don't know what's going to happen next. Will you have more? Will you won't have more? That was Hevel's korban. So Cain bought when it was all set. Hevel was ready to bring in advance. Mitzvah Bikurim, Rashi says, Odom Yored Tafsadeyu, you go to your field, Roy Ta'ina Shabikra, you see the beginning of a fruit beginning to grow, and the Mishnah says, and Shalmi explains, you can bring Bikurim, the mitzvah is, at the very early stages of the fruit, not when the fruit's ripened, Mamush in the beginning, Boisa, Philippagin, Philosmoda, and exactly the differences between the stages of the fruit, as soon as a flower falls off, tiny fruit, that's when the mitzvah Bikurim starts. And your mafish Bikurim then. You see, mamish right at the beginning, before your fruit have even grown, you are ready to give the korban to Hashem. That's the chashivas, the mitzvah Bikurim, before anything, before everything. It's your investment. It's your mitzvah ahead of the game. That's the chashivas of Bikurim. Hevel's was accepted and Cain was rejected because his Bikurim wasn't Bikurim. It was the kompot, the afters. I saw a sefer Maase Hashem for Blaz Ashkenazi from a few hundred years ago, one of the four Shemana Torah. They point out, which is quite apparent, the mitzvah Bikurim is written in the Torah. In Parashas Mishpatim and in Parashas Kisiso, we have two psukim, exactly the same psukim, word for word, not quite right now, which says, Reishis Bikuri Ad Moscho Tovi Beit Hashem Lekecho. Word for word, two psukim and mashpotim and kisiso, exactly the same connection. Well, we don't see any connection. What's the connection to two mitzvahs? Nothing to do with each other. Bring bikurim, don't cook meat and milk together. So he brings an interesting fact. He says, Shamati, I heard from Yehudi Ishamunim Roifeach, the doctor. Someone I can trust, who went to a faraway country, to India, and he saw there the goyim, their way of worshipping their Avodah Zorah, was to cook meat in its mother's milk. That was a form of Avodah Zorah. And he explains why they did this. They didn't do worship of Avodah Zorah without any explanation. They had some reason for their minhag shtus, but what they did was, they didn't believe that Hashem created the world. They didn't want to believe that. They wanted to believe, and Medrash Hezer Tzedoki says, Hashem found some ingredients, oxygen, hydrogen, I don't know what, and from that he formed the world. The Olam is a kadmon. And that's what they wanted to believe. Les din, les din. And Hashem found it. Very great builder, and he built the world from ingredients he previously had, which he found. That's why they cooked Gidi B'chalev Emoy, to show that everything comes from something else. We have a Gidi B'chalev Emoy, don't forget, where did this come from? There's a Kadmon, there's something which brought this Gidi. The mother brought along this Gidi. That's why they worshipped Avodah Zorah, to show there's Olam Kadmon. Hashem didn't create the world. Everything new, everything in this world, comes from something. So even the world itself also came from something. That was their idea of worshipping Avodah Zorah this way. That's his explanation of their Avodah Zorah. I think we can explain their Avodah Zorah, or Kapunim rather, explain the connection, the possible between Leisuvashko Di B'chalev Emoy. So he explains the connection, Leisuvashko Di B'chalev Emoy, to Reishis B'kuri Ad Moscho. That's what we bring Bikurim, we bring the first one to show everything is from Hashem. That's the connection he makes between Leisuvashko Di B'chalev Emoy. The Goyim didn't want to believe that, and we do believe by bringing Bikurim, Chala, Truma, to show Hashem is Kadmon, we bring the first. Hashem is Reishis. Similarly, we can explain Leisavash Gidi B'chalev Emoy, as we said before. Gidi B'chalev Emoy is already after everything. The final stage, you have a Gidi, and when that Gidi gives birth again, That's when the Chalev Imoy comes along. So the Goyim were happy to bring a Korban, but only B'Chalev Imoy will give the Gdi when the Gdi reproduces. That's what we'll give our Bikurim. When we have everything, we're all set, we have enough for ourselves and for the next generation, fine. Can marry them off, then I'll give tzedakah. I can't give a head of the game. It's not for me. That was the Goyish concept. When we have the second generation, everything is enough for everyone else, then we can be makar b'korban. That's the connection. And we do bikurim before anything grows. Right at the beginning of the brucha, that's when you give your mitzvah, you do your mitzvah. The Mishnah says, "Novas al toyme lekshe puna eshne." Don't say, "When I'll have time, I'll sit and learn. When I'll have money, I'll give tzedakah." That's what Yisuvash Gdi B'Chalevim was about. That's what Kain's Korban was. When he had everything, Baruch Hashem, I'm okay, then I'm ready to give of mine to Hashem. And that the whole idea of Esav is Mishnah Osoi, finished. I have everything, we're a finished product, that's when we'll do things, not beforehand. There's a famous word of the Rishon there. The Yetzirah is called Melech, so Melech calls him Melech Zochen Uksil. Yetzirah is a king, he rules over everyone. He's Zochen. He came along Shas Bri Soilam. But why Uksil? He traps everyone. He's very witty. He's very clever. Why is the Yetzirah referred to as Uksil, as Ana? So the Rishon explained. People, once upon a time, used to be called, they were given names, according to their trade. The tailor was called Schneider. There was the Schiester, the shoemaker, the goldsmith. People's names were given based on what their trade was. So he said, the Yetzirah, he deals with Narashkeit, Nagamsatum. So we call him Melech Zuk Meksil, his Mishpuchan is Meksil, because that's his... That's his business. Fakoyf Narashkeit. The Yetzirah also Fakoyf Zuken. Don't do mitzvahs now. Wait, Mashem, you'll have everything. Everything will be set. That's when you'll have time for Avodas Hashem. So the Yetzirah is called the Melech Zuken as well, because that's what he sells as well. His word says, don't do it now. Wait, you'll have. That's when you'll take care of your Avodas Hashem. We have a similar connection last week in Parsha Kiseitse. Rabbi Yonis in Yaras Dvash, Rabbi Yonis in Eibshitz, brings the Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara Sanhedrin says, "Lachlamet Chesam with Aleph." Vayishkod Hashem al Ro vayevieo leinu. Hashem was memaher; he brought forward the punishment on Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara explains what was the punishment that he brought forward. Tzedakah usa Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem did the chesed with Klal Yisrael shehigdem gulas tzidkiyui. Va'al gulas Yichonio kayemes. Yichonio Melech Yehuda was sent into Bavel, and while he was still there, the next phase of Golus went into motion, and Klal Yisrael was sent into Golus the second time. And the tzedakah Hashem did by sending the Eden ahead, because as long as Yechoniah was still alive, there were Talmid Chachomim, there were thousands, the Gemara says, Talmid Chachomim, who could give over the Torah to the next generation. If the Golus would have been delayed, by the time they would have turned up in Bavel, there would be nobody left to teach in the Torah. So Hashem sometimes brings forward the punishment because we're not learning Torah. And he says, the Pasuk in Eicha says, Re'ei Hashem v'habito ki ho'yisi zoylelo. Zoylelo, he says, is a lotion from Zoyl v'soyve, we have Ben Soyra Amora. The Ben Soyra Amora, we had last week, he's Nidon al Shem Soyfoy. Normally a person doesn't have a Erebash Hashem, you do a mitzvah, Aveira, you get punished or rewarded on the present situation. Hashem doesn't look forward to see what's going to happen. Here, when it comes to learning Torah, Hoyisi Zoleilu, I was treated as a Ben Sora Amora. The Sora Amora is Nidin Hashem Soifoi. We'll see what's going to happen. At the end of the day, he's going to kill people, Melastim Sabrius. So we have to also think ahead and treat him accordingly now. A person doesn't learn Torah to ruin Sinai Abshitz is also treated, Hashem also, we see the Gemara Sanhedrin says, Hashem brought the Gaulis forward because we didn't learn Torah, then we have to catch up on what we're not going to have, and therefore we sent in the Gaulis earlier. The same idea we see, the Mishnah says in Ovis, but avoin Shmita, by not keeping Shmita, we go into Gaulis. What's the connection? What's the Midah connected Midah of going to Gaulis but not keeping Dafka, the Mitzvah of Shmita, which is the Mitzvah of the Boris? Why Dafka this Mitzvah of all other Mitzvahs? Shmita is the same idea. Person says, I have to work Shmita. If I don't work now, where am I going to live off? What will I have? He has no betuchen. Oy bazoi, says Hashem, fine. Let's see where you're going to be in a year. You want a brocha now, you daven for panusa, for everything else, today. So, Hashem, you daven, Hashem will give you. But if you start making cheshbonis, then Hashem will make the cheshbonis with you as well. Fine, so let's check your book next year. Let's see what you're going to look like. Will you be deserving next year of this brocha or not? So, bavoy shmita, for not keeping Shmita, which means we're not Mamu, we don't have Betochan Hashem that we'll have next year. So Hashem is done Midah Keneged Midah, and he checks what's going to happen next year, and if you're not deserving, you're going to Golus. It's the same idea of Nidin Hashem Soifoi for these major mitzvahs of Torah and Inin of Betochan. Now to reconnect to what we started off, the mitzvah Bikurim, which is an investment before you actually have anything, that's the way to do Avodas Hashem. The Sforum, the Klishas Levi bring, other Sforum as well, bring a famous Shloach Kodesh. The Shloach Kodesh Darshan is a Pusuk in Shir HaShirim. Pusuk in Shir HaShirim says, Tosuri Merosh Amono. And Chazal say, what does Rosh Amono mean? Amono is the mountain in the north of Eretz Yisrael, which is called Turei Amnon, the mountains of Amnon, Hoyrohor. And the Pasuk says, Toshurim Rosh Amono. The Golias, when they will come back to Eretz Yisrael, in Mitzvah Hashem, B'Vivis HaMashiach, when they will see the mountains of Amnon, of Amono, from the distance, they will start singing Shir, oh, Boch Hashem, we already can see the mountains of Eretz Yisrael, the big simcha, we're nearly there. That's the Pusuk says, Toshurim Rosh Amono. And the Lush of Chazal is, Asid Nisrael Loim Ashir Elusid Lovoi, when they'll see Toshurim Rosh Amono, they'll see these mountains of Amono. So the Shlomo HaKadosh explains, Asidin Yisroel Loim Ashir Le'usad Lovoi, meaning the Klal Yisroel will have a great daga of saying Shira on something which is about to happen, even though it hasn't come yet. Usually, when do you say Shira? Boch Hashem, Yizoichet HaSimcha, Yizoichet something big, then is the time to say Shira. So Shlomo HaKadosh explains, no, Asidin Yisroel Loim Ashir Le'usad Lovoi. Klal Yisroel will say Shira on something which is going to happen. It hasn't come yet. If you have betochen, your ma'amun and Hashem, your mispal, and you thank, like the Bikurim, before we actually have everything in our pockets. And Rashi says in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, Mehul al ekra Hashem, umin oiva evashaya. David HaMelech wrote his Tehillim when he was still in the Tzoros. The Pesukim was mirrors of Tehillim, weren't always said after the Nes happened. But before the Nes happened, the Melech was such a Madrega, which we use as Tehillim, Be'ez Tzora, because he actually meant what he said in his Kapitel Tehillim. He was thanking Hashem before it actually happened. So the Tehillim, which we say, is powerful because we thank Hashem before we are Zoicha to the Yeshua. And that's Asidin Yisroel Loi Mashira Le'uzud Lovi, something which is going to happen, even though we don't have it yet. And Hashem is noig, same way as kolam rachem ala bris rachem ulam rashamayim. If you do a meditoyve, Hashem is noig meditoyve to you as well. So if you have betochen on Hashem, Hashem will give you a head. If you don't believe in Shemitah, man noig of Hashem Hashem is, you're going to Golus, you won't have. If, on the other hand, you have betochen, and you mispalt Hashem, and you're sure you'll be helped, and really thanking Hashem for your current situation and for what's going to happen, and Hashem is taka merachem on you, the same way you have betochen on him, he taka gives you, even though you're not ruined now and you won't be ruined later, if you're betochen Hashem, that's a way of tefillah to get things even though when you're not ruined. To bring us back to the Yuna Diyom of Rosh Hashanah, there's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah, famous Mishnah, Ba'abo Prokem Oilem Nidon. You all know, the Mishnah says it after Zvul, it says Zayin, four times a year when Hashem is down the world. Rosh Hashanah, Kol Bo Oilem Oilem Lefunok Pnei Murayim. Then the Abi Yom Tovim Pesach Halatzvul, Batzeres Peres Ilon, Sukkos on Maim, that's the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara has four different Tanoim, which the Gemara can't fit the Shitta of the Mishnah. Our Mishnah, we have four different times in the year where Hashem is down the world. And the Gemara brings four Tanoim who have different opinions as to when Hashem is down. Just to mention them quickly. Ramea says, Hakan Adoim Rosh Hashanah, the Gzadin is Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hakan Adoim Rosh Hashanah, the Gzadin is in the Yom Toim, which the Mishnah listed. Rabbi Yehuda says, Udun Midun B'chol Yom. Every day there's a din. Everyone, every Tana has a shita, bring psukim. Rav Nusa says b'chol shul. So the Mishnah, who does the Mishnah fit like? None of these four Tanoim. The Mishnah finds, the Gemara finds a fifth Tana, Rishmul, which he is the author of the Mishnah. And then the Gemara says, Pele the Gezach. If we pass them like the Mishnah, or like other Tanoim, that Hashem is down the world in Rosh Hashanah. Everybody asks the Gemara, Kaman matzlina na idna aksir of Amariya. How can we daven today for choynim? Every day we daven. Every person davens what he needs. What's the point of davening? If everything was nigzar Rosh Hashanah, we're wasting our time going to shul. What are we davening for? So the Gemara of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, Udom nidim b'chol yoyim. So according to Rabbi Yosi, we can go to shul to daven. Masha enke, according to Rabbunon. Go home. No point coming to shul. That's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Yosi, Udom nidim b'chol yoyim. But if we know that Rosh Hashanah is the big day, then we're really wasting our time every day. Go to shul. Rosh Hashanah eat. Twice a year Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur Efshe. Fine. And nice mahalach to Lamed Tzus and those eat. Now you turn up Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. They're passing like Rabbi Yosi. We don't pass like Rabbi Yosi. They pass like the Mishnah. It's fine. So what's the point of davening every day? According to Rabbi Yosi, you can daven every day. But otherwise, Gemara says clearly, according to Rabbunan, there's no point in davening. So Tois asks the Kasha. According to Rabbunan, they left out Shemres with these brochas, Rafeinu Bechas Hashanim. Two very important brochas, the major examples of a person's bakosha for what he really needs. Refuas, Panusa. How can we daven? According to Rabbi Yosi, you can daven every day. But according to what we know, that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, why are we saying Rafeinu Bechas Hashanim every single day? That's what Tosis asks. And Tosis says, Eshetaket. But Tosis says, no, it can't, because Rabbi Yehuda himself, who says that the Yom HaDin is Rosh Hashanah, he says in Masech HaShabbos, HaNechaz Lakas HaChoyle, if you go to visit a Choyle, you mispal, HaMukim Yerachem Ulechav HaChoyle Am Yisrael. You've been Shemur Refu Shalema, Hashem should give you Refu Shalema. So we see, Sedup's an Indian of being mispal for a Choyle, a contributor. How can Yehuda say, everything is done in Rosh Hashanah, and then go back a Choyle? What's the point? Something's wrong. So Tosa says, Tutirutzim. First Teres Tosa says, Enachanamet. You can't daven a whole year, a person shouldn't come to Choyli. Rosh Hashanah, Hashem is down the person, will he be well, or Chashon not. That's nothing to do. After Rosh Hashanah, everything is sealed. All you can daven is Sheyisrape. He should be healed. Because when he'll be healed, that wasn't Paschal Rosh Hashanah, that's not clear. So you can only daven a whole year if Einu, someone's not well, he should have a speedy recovery. But a person shouldn't become ill you can't daven Ol Yain. Very interesting enough, there's nowhere in the Siddur where even the Gemara in Bracha says that a person should always be makdim tefillah letzora, always be nispaldi, shouldn't come l'day choyli or l'day tzora, because it's much easier to get out of, to avoid the problem than get out of it once you're in there. We don't find anywhere in the Nusach HaTfilah where we misspell not to get the Dechoyli. We misspell Rafa'enu on past things, but not Hashem should help me, I shouldn't be ill. There are twice I found in the Siddur, for many years, where we do say this Tfilah, but not everybody. We say in the Yerutzin, right, in the beginning of Shachas, Al Tveni Loli Dechoyli, not a Shulna Esra, and a Birchas HaMapel, we also say Loli Dechoyli, but that's only in Nusach Svad. Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't have that for some reason. We're not mispal. That Toysa says that, according to this terrace, there's no point of davening a whole year al tivein lecholi. That's Rosh Hashanah. That's the time to daven Rosh Hashanah. That's time to daven for that. But whole year, you're wasting time. Tefillah shov. You can daven if you're ill, chas v'shalom, or somebody's ill, have a speedy recovery. That's what Toysa says. Nochum to Toysa, zweite terrace, oide shloima, the tefillah derabim sham. Enachanamet, there's no point of davening all year. Unless it's a tefillah rabim. What does tefillah rabim mean? You can explain Tosfos in different ways. Tfilas Rabim either means you daven b'tzibah, simple way, Tfilas Tzibah b'tzibah. So b'yuchad there's no point in davening. Rosh Hashanah you can daven, b'yuchad, b'tzibah. Oh, but agansiyu, a contra b'yosi you can daven. A contra rabbonu we pass from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Adin, there's no point in davening. Unless, b'rabim. Or, Tosfos says, l'tzoyrach rabim. That's why you say, you always say betoch shah choyle Yisrael. Why? You want the schus harabim. And the chanama yochid can't really do much all year. It can't disturb the gemara. You daven tefillas rabim beschus harabim. Or this Vasam explains that you see the nusach of Shem Rashi, which is the nusach of the rabim. That's what's powerful enough every day, even after Rosh Hashanah. But on Rosh Hashanah is the main day of tefillah. All year you can do some patch up. Rabim, the Tzoyrach Rabim, that's the Malach of Toysus, what you can do all year. But according to what we explained before, when a person davens with Betochen, he knows Hashem is going to help him, even though he's not Ruah yet. And we see this in the Nusach HaTfilah. We say, Refein Hashem and Refein, Kikein Melech Reifenem Racham Noto. We say in the Nusach HaTfilah, in every bracha we ask for Bakusha, we put in those words the same concept of Bikurim. We say, Hashem, we know you are Melech Roif HaNe'eman. Even though we're not Roi, you will be Roif HaNe'eman. You are Roif HaNe'eman. And that tefillah, derech shvach, derech emunah, derech betochen, is powerful enough even every day. Tois is one mahalach, the tefillah shrabim is powerful every day. The other mahalach is, if you say a tefillah blush and shvach, the same way as Bikurim, you don't have it yet. You're not Roi yet. But you say, ki kein Melech Roif HaNe'eman rachon uto. Every single bracha we ask for, we say, Atuchanum Das, Hashem, you do this. And therefore, we have Betochen in you. You do this. That's another way of being able to daven every day, Be'yuchad or Be'tzibah, Kedei Hashem should be Meskabel, Mekabel out Phyllis, Rachman Rutzen, Umen Kein Rutzen.